This segment contains affirmations. These are positive statements designed to counter negative thinking. See if you can listen to each statement, take it in, and maybe even repeat it to yourself. For some, affirmations are more effective than guided imagery. So once again, taking a couple of deep, cleansing breaths, see if you can settle in comfortably and just let yourself absorb what you are about to hear. More and more, I can acknowledge whatever I feel as my inner truth of the moment. More and more, I can release unwanted emotions once they are acknowledged. I can send them out with the breath in the interest of my own well-being. I know that the more I can acknowledge and accept my feelings without criticism or blame, the more I assist my body's natural tendency to be well. More and more, I see that when I can soften and let go of harsh expectations, unrealistic demands on myself and others, I give my body room to be well. I know that when I can forgive myself and others for errors of the past, I help my body to be well. More and more, I can let go of worrying about things I cannot control and focus on my own inner peacefulness. More and more, I see that when I can love and appreciate myself, take time to care for myself, stick up for myself, I am giving my body a powerful message to be well. I understand that the time to be motivated by guilt, resentment, perfectionism, or competitiveness is over. Now is the time to do things out of love and celebration and the joy of self-expression. More and more, I can appreciate my body, be conscious of it, honor it, and fully inhabit it. More and more, I can see the beauty of my own being. More and more, I can see the beauty of others and the beauty of my surroundings. I call upon my intention to maintain good health and a strong sense of well-being. I engage my powerful will to assist my body in doing this. the blueprint that I hold in my mind's eye, that I instruct my body to follow, is the picture of a healthy, vital, strong body. I can see it and I can feel it as I hear these words. Healthy, vital, and strong. I invite assistance from my friends and loved ones, past, present, and future, to lend me their support and strength. I see myself surrounded by their love and caring, and I feel it all over my body like a warm wave. I can see powerful, vibrant white light shining into sore, tense, tight places in my body and softening, melting, dissolving the discomfort. I can see a powerful blue-green wave of pure healing washing through my body from head to toe, clearing out any unwanted debris and taking it out with the tide. I can look inside my body and see the rebuilding of new cells, perfect, vital, healthy, aligned with the original blueprint. When I eat, I instruct my body to make use of what it needs and to reject whatever is unhealthy to me. I sense my body following these instructions. When I go to sleep, I instruct my body to continue its healing at an even higher intensity than in my waking state. And I sense my body following these instructions. I know that I have things to do. Gifts to give, purposes to accomplish. I require a strong, healthy body for this. More and more, I know I will be well, not out of a fear of illness or disability or death. I will be well from the sheer joy of living. More and more, I can acknowledge whatever I feel as my inner truth of the moment. More and more, I can release unwanted emotions once they are acknowledged. I can send them out with the breath in the interest of my own well-being. I know that the more I can acknowledge and accept my feelings without criticism or blame, the more I assist my body's natural tendency to be well. More and more, I see that when I can soften and let go of harsh expectations, unrealistic demands on myself and others, I give my body room to be well. I know that when I can forgive myself and others for errors of the past, I help my body to be well. More and more, I can let go of worrying about things I cannot control and focus on my own inner peacefulness. More and more, I see that when I can love and appreciate myself, take time to care for myself, stick up for myself, I am giving my body a powerful message to be well. I understand that the time to be motivated by guilt, resentment, perfectionism, or competitiveness is over. Now is the time to do things out of love and celebration and the joy of self-expression. More and more, I can appreciate my body, be conscious of it, honor it, and fully inhabit it. More and more, I can see the beauty of my own being. More and more, I can see the beauty of others and the beauty of my surroundings. I call upon my intention to maintain good health and a strong sense of well-being. I engage my powerful will to assist my body in doing this. The blueprint that I hold in my mind's eye, that I instruct my body to follow, is the picture of a healthy, vital, strong body. I can see it and I can feel it as I hear these words. Healthy, vital, and strong. I invite assistance from my friends and loved ones, past, present, and future, to lend me their support and strength. I see myself surrounded by their love and caring, and I feel it all over my body like a warm wave. I can see powerful, vibrant white light shining into sore, tense, tight places in my body and softening, melting, dissolving the discomfort. I can see a powerful blue-green wave of pure healing washing through my body from head to toe, clearing out any unwanted debris and taking it out with the tide. I can look inside my body and see the rebuilding of new cells, perfect, vital, healthy, aligned with the original blueprint. When I eat, I instruct my body to make use of what it needs and to reject whatever is unhealthy to me. I sense my body following these instructions. When I go to sleep, I instruct my body to continue its healing at an even higher intensity than in my waking state. And I sense my body following these instructions. I know that I have things to do, gifts to give, purposes to accomplish. I require a strong, healthy body for this. More and more, I know I will be well, not out of a fear of illness or disability or death. I will be well from the sheer joy of living. More and more, I know that I am held in the hands of God, and I am perfectly, utterly safe. And so you are.